Ted Kennedy, South Africa is making progress towards ending apartheid, but not enough to justify ending U.S. economic sanctions. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's hard to believe, but the Bush administration, after its bitter and divisive opposition to civil rights in the United States, now wants to cozy up to the racist apartheid regime in South Africa. The administration is also eager to trade with the brutal regime in China, and it has no qualms about trading with apartheid either. Only this time, Al, there's a law on the books to prevent it. True, South Africa is making progress towards ending apartheid, but a 1986 statute enacted by Congress over President Reagan's veto set five strict conditions requiring much greater progress before U.S. sanctions are lifted. If South Africa wants us to terminate our sanctions, let them comply with the law. That means meeting all five conditions for ending apartheid, not just one or two of them.
Racism and Bush, huh? How ugly. One or two conditions, Ted? You really need to keep up with current events. South Africa has now met four of the five conditions the U.S. set down for lifting sanctions. Last week, South Africa removed the last pillar of apartheid by voting to abolish its race registration law. But instead of praising President de Klerk for tearing down that and other segregation laws, you just want to yammer and hammer him by saying it's not enough. That's nuts, Ted. The final condition left is the full release of political prisoners. De Klerk has already set free 1,000 prisoners and has only a few hundred left to go, the tough birds. Legally, apartheid is now dead and the U.S. should keep its promise. Don't pile new conditions on South Africa after it just met the ones we put on them back in 86. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on using cable TV to broadcast messages of hate and violence. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.